Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste.
Welcome to another edition of the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back best of the Springs Realtor, Justin Hermes.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
All right, guys, how we doing? Thanks again for joining me. Another Real Estate Realities here as we talk about the downtown boom in Colorado Springs. Boy, it's been a long time since we've had a boom in this city and a sense of vision and direction. Feel free to call me on my cell phone, 719-232-1063, or email me, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. Get ready to go out trick-or-treating. I tell you what, I'm handing out king-size candy bars at my house. Snickers, come on. I used to go trick-or-treating as a kid. I'd show up to some houses. They'd hand out floss and toothpaste and toothbrushes. I'm like, come on, guys. Take a hike, man. That's ridiculous. Where's the fun in that? So, it's very encouraging right now in downtown Colorado Springs, especially the south side of Tejon. I was down there last week for a lunch meeting at Atomic Cowboy, and then I went for tacos another evening at Des Santos, which is an unbelievable taco joint right to the east of Atomic Cowboy. And then also, if you don't know, the Cork and Screw is opening up just east of Atomic Cowboy as well, two buildings over. And this is going to be a high-end nightclub. They're going to have live music. And boy, I went in there when they were doing construction, and holy smokes, it's decorated to the nines. It's got a Vegas feel. And those are the type of joints we need in Colorado Springs. And this taco place I went into, I go, wow. Now, they have one up in Denver, and they have two in Mexico. I'm talking to the bartender, and I'm like, this is the food scene. Finally, the food scene is coming to Colorado Springs. How long did it take? It's finally arrived. These tacos were phenomenal. I love the atmosphere. And I couldn't find parking. I literally had to park over on Sawatch and Sierra Madre, three blocks away, because it was so packed. There was a long wait at Atomic Cowboys, and the south side of Tejon, it's going to provide so much for downtown, because right now there's really that one strip of Cowboys and the Famous, and, you know, it stretches a little bit down to Colorado Craft where the old Rich used to be. But I tell you what, it's going to all connect now, and you just see these investors flocking to Colorado Springs. The Seattle investor Widener Apartments, man, they're coming in making a huge play right around where the stadium is going to be for the Switchbacks. I was talking with Derek, the general manager of the Switchbacks, and they are just thrilled to be building that stadium downtown. They're going to have 10,000 seating for soccer. They're going to have suites for businesses to rent out. And then they're going to have 20,000 seats for concerts. They already have 10 outdoor concerts planned for when this stadium opens. How great to go downtown, have 15, 20 restaurants and bars to choose from, be able to walk over, listen to an outdoor concert. This is what's going to attract the younger people to Colorado Springs and the businesses. This is why Amazon's going to put a warehouse out by the airport. They're developing that too, the Gateway retail out there. There is just so much optimism right now in Colorado Springs. I love it. It's a great time to buy real estate. And you don't have to be a big baller like these guys coming in doing apartment buildings and restaurants. You can buy a little piece of property right down in that downtown area. I bought one myself, $175,000, one block down from the stadium. People go, wow, it was a great deal. How'd you find it? Well, it sat on the market 40 days. Okay, so sometimes you just got to have a little bit of vision. And right across from Atomic Cowboys is another out-of-state investor. They're putting in a 5.5-story apartments with an underground parking garage. And those things are going to rent like wildfire. The one issue I will tell you, because there's always some negatives, it's not all positive, and that's the fact that parking is going to be a huge issue down there. We got to get some parking garages. They got to figure that out. And that leads right into the infrastructure, Colorado Springs, the roads. Yes, they're widening I-25, but they got to keep developing the roads. They got to be 10 years ahead of what's coming, because that's the only thing that could really hold downtown back is the limited parking, because so many people are flocking to downtown now when before they were flocking to Powers. Yes, Powers is still hot, but it's kind of old news now. The Bar Louie's out there, the Bubba's. You know, people were going out there for so long because they didn't want to go downtown. Downtown is back, all right? So look at areas like Patty Jewett. Look at areas like Divine Redeemer. Look at areas right down off of Tejon on that south side. Those small little two-bed, one-bath homes, the 1890-year-built homes. If you want to find one of those homes, you call me. I will find you that home. I'll find you a tenant. I'll find you a lease, and I'll guarantee you $500 cash flow. Call me, 719-232-1063, if you're interested in free money. If you're not, gee, you must be making a ton of money where you work, upwards of $500,000 if you really don't care about supplementing your income, okay? We also have the Air Force Visitor Center going in right up off of Northgate. We got the new outdoor mall going in up there. That's another great place to invest right now is Northgate. It's really taken off. I like that area as an investment. I also like by UCCS, that west area there. Stuff's renting like wildfire. CU Boulder said they can't develop anymore because of all their building restrictions. So they're putting all their effort into UCCS. It's going to double, if not triple. They say double within the next 7 to 8 years. I'd say triple by 15 years. And that's going to be a huge contributor to Colorado Springs. People don't realize how much those universities bring to the economy. The number one contributor, $40 million a year, is the Air Force Academy. Yes, we got some government money in there pushing that economic impact. But as these universities develop and become stronger, it's just going to push more businesses here to Colorado Springs. Look at University Park. Look at La Hacienda. Look at Cowboy Star. They pick those locations because of the growth that those universities are bringing to Colorado Springs. Okay? You want to invest down by Fort Carson. Fort Carson's growing. They brought in another striker brigade. The Meadows, that's a great place to invest right now. The cash flow down there is solid. You can still pick up homes around $260,000 where the numbers make sense. Don't go buy a home in a pocket that is just saturated and inventory is still low. You're overpaying. All right? Be smart in the areas you invest in. That's the biggest thing. You can knock down walls. You can scrape a house and build a new structure. You cannot change the location. You have to be sensitive to where you invest. I tell people when we shop, I said, I don't care what the home is like. You may say, oh, buy a level works good for us. Try a level works good. Great. That's up to you and how it fits your lifestyle. The location, that's my job. I look at it as solely as an investment. Can you call me 5, 10 years from now and go, Justin, we want to sell? And I can go, awesome. You got a great area. You're going to make 70 grand. Or, Justin, we want to rent it. And I go, hats off to you. You're going to make 700 bucks a month with a mortgage and someone else paying your mortgage down. And then when it's all paid off, you're going to make 1800 a month. Those are the type of client responses I want to have. And that is brought by buying in a good location. Okay? I'm going to go in depth here and give you a little update in the market. Right now, active homes, single family, 2,359. Okay? That's active on the market homes you can write a contract on. Now, when we include pending and under contract homes, 4,017 right now. Single family only. Now, where there's a big shortage is townhouses and condos. Why? Those are lower priced homes, and that's an entry point for a lot of buyers. When we look at the pipeline of under contract and homes on the market, for townhouses, we only have 310. Boy, that's a big difference between the inventory we have sitting on single family homes. There's only 139 in all of Colorado Springs active townhouses right now on the market for you to choose from. When we look at patio homes, now this is an interesting area to look at because with the baby boomers retiring and downsizing, these homes become very popular. Only 85 homes on the market, active right now, patio homes. If I was a builder, I'd be building a lot more patio homes. okay, when we look at the pipeline and we see what's under contract and active for Patio Homes, 123. That's not a lot. 123 in all of Colorado Springs. We go into condos, under contract and active, 146. And we look at just the active condos on the market, 65. Build more townhouses. Build more condos. That's a big entry point for some buyers. And some buyers just say, I don't want a yard. I don't want to deal with the paint on the exterior. I want to be able to lock it up and go down to Phoenix for the winter. A lot of baby boomers are doing that. They're snowbirds. That's a good area to look at as far as investments go. And then, of course, VRBO is taking a, you know, that's a big hit right now is these VRBOs, the Airbnbs. You can't do them in many of these townhouse complexes or condos. If that's your goal to do that, I wouldn't even encourage you buying a townhouse or condo, because any point in time, the HOA can come in and say, no more short-term rentals. If you have that on your heart, buy a single-family home. If you ask me my personal view on VRBOs, I don't do them. Too much work. Now, if I was retiring and I wanted to have some stuff to do, a hobby to pick up, or I had a wife and she wasn't working and she wanted some projects, then yes, I may do it. But right now, I do only do long-term rentals because that's a time suck. I'd rather spend more time selling real estate than worrying about getting a property cleaned up and getting some out-of-town vacationers in for the weekend. Okay? So that's why I'm not big on the VRBOs and Airbnbs. Yes, you make more money, but it's a lot more time-consuming. If you have questions on that, call me, 719-232-1063, or email me, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. It's all about the strategy. It's all about the angle you want to take in getting into the market here. We can sit down. We can chat. I can explain to you my viewpoints, the advantages, the disadvantages to maybe what you are thinking as far as your game plan in real estate. You have to have one. If you're buying a house and you can't look at it as a triple threat of a short-term rental or a long-term rental or your sales value down the road, you got blinders on. And if your realtor isn't talking to you about that, holy smokes, they should be. Because that's like picking a stock and going, well, I really like Starbucks coffee, so let's fire on it. Really? You're not going to like look at any graphs or talk with your stock advisor and say, let's take an in-depth look and do some studies here. And what's my long-term? What's my short-term? Real estate's the same thing. You have to look at it as an investment and what it's going to do for you, how it's going to work for you down the road. All right? I'm very excited to start doing a live show on Sundays at 10:30. That starts in January, as long as the Raiders don't make the playoffs and the Cowboys. So I'm rooting against them right now. Redskins took care of business, so we're getting closer, because I want to spend more time with you. I want to share my knowledge with you more and more. We're going to have Unified Title come on. They're going to be contributing, talking about the market, what they're seeing as numbers, because they're 30 days out. They're the best resource for us to look at. We're also going to have Austin Darby coming in talking insurance. How do you protect that asset? Holy smokes, we talk about buying it and having a good investment. You want to make sure it's covered right as well. And then we're going to have Kyle in with House Check talking about inspections, what to look for in a home purchase and making sure you're protected. Call me, 719-232-1063, or email me at justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. Thanks for your time. I appreciate you listening, and have a great day.
Welcome to my breakdown. I hope I didn't scare you.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.